Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
I say live because, well, Free Talk Live is live every night of the week from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. You can find us at freetalklive.com and on more than 120 radio stations around the country and free-to-air satellite and XM. And, Stephanie, what am I missing here? The live streams, the podcast?
Yeah, on the internet, SoundCloud page, cam.freetalklive.com.
There's actually... listen lines, too. There's a telephone number.
Call the phone number.
Yep, you can call.
KU band satellite.
That's right. Just go to...
Pretty much, if you can think of a way that we missed that you would like to listen to Free Talk Live, but it's not available, let us know. Yes. Ian could probably set it up.
On Saturdays, they actually have the tin cans out the window going out, and you can come and use your cups.
855-450-FREE. You can find that at listen.freetalklive.com to find all the different methods, because I didn't tell you the telephone number that you could listen to the show, on which you can listen to the show, and you're going to have to find that on the internet, because I'm not going to give that number out.
We don't want to confuse people, yeah. They'll think they can... call to talk to us and get confused.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. So we in the last hour we were talking about marriage and these kinds of the committed relationships.
Yeah, that straight men don't want to get married anymore.
And so reason number two was the nookie.
Yeah, you lose out on sex. So which they were saying that not to say that if you lived with someone for a long time. Or the idea was that because you were literally married, you would lose out on sex in comparison to people who just lived together and were not married.
Let's talk about that because what they said was that statistics show single men have the least sex. Married men have more sex than single men. But the men that have the most sex are men who are not married but living together with a partner. And, so people can jump to the conclusion and say, oh, well, obviously marriage decreases the sex, but it sounds like there might be some other things in there because it might have to do with the length of the relationship, right? Like a lot of people cohabitate and then get married, and just by the time they're married, they've been together for 10 years, it's not that exciting to, do your partner anymore.
They got things to do.
The kids also, people kids, who are married may be more likely to have kids. Kids put a huge damper on sex. The age of the people it may be another factor, right?
Sure.
Like if you're cohabitating, maybe you're younger and you're just having more sex. Not to say that older people don't have sex, because they certainly do, and sometimes they have more and better, but there could be all kinds of factors
in it.
But regardless, it's interesting that people who are in marriages and the weight gain is interesting too.
We can go back to number one. We actually skipped that, which was you'll lose respect. A couple of generations ago, a man wasn't considered fully adult until he was married with kids. But today, fathers are figures of fun more than figures of respect.
Oh, man, I believe this 100%.
Yeah, the schlubby guy with a flower diaper bag at the mall or one of the endless arrays of buffoonish TV dads and sitcoms and commercials.
Yeah, there's a group out there that you're able to make fun of and just laugh at, and that group's dads. And it's just the way it is. And maybe it's because...
single moms get vilified a lot, too.
Yeah.
Man, I don't understand. I don't know what you're watching to single moms. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Not moms, but single moms particularly.
Yeah, I think that people see the difficulties that are, that go on in the family, not only for the single mom, but for the kids, too. And they want better things for the kids, so they encourage the single moms to, make better decisions, but once the decision's made,
you can't put it back.
Right, I agree. I all you can do is what you can do, and that's that. And all the best to all the single moms out there.
Yeah.
Okay, we can go to number three, which is you'll lose friends. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. That's an old song, but it's true. When married, men's ties with friends from school and work tend to fade. Although both men and women lose friends after marriage, it tends to affect men's self-esteem more, perhaps because men tend to be less social in general.
Interesting. Men are less social in general than women. I think that might be a true statement, and I certainly don't have that group of friends that I did in the past. I had a small group of guy friends that we'd, do stuff, and I got to see my friend Julian recently, but it's been several months.
But my problem with this is that like, you're marrying someone that wasn't your best friend in the first place?
Oh, no, I think that, I hope that that's the case.
Right, I mean, yeah. But I think that's a big problem, is that, and when you look at, like, today's culture of speed dating and all that, I mean, how are you even trying to be friends with this person? You're just trying to get to this strange point of marriage.
Well, hold on, I don't know that speed dating is about getting to the strange point of marriage. I think it's trying to find somebody compatible.
Right. Tonight.
But speed dating makes some sense to me. I've never done it, but I suppose if you're looking, you know, you're
Brian's
looking for
saying maybe why not get to know someone first as a friend without the pressure of, like, let's go towards a relationship.
It's not that easy. I mean, they're working on finding a relationship too, and you know,
maybe that's the problem.
What, that they're looking to find a relationship?
Yeah.
People want to have sex, Brian. And
what does that have to do with a relationship?
It has a whole bunch to do with a relationship. You want to talk about historical imperative. There's your historical imperative. The historical imperative is that we don't have sex the way we're shaking hands, okay?
What you resist persists.
Well, you know, this whole thing about losing friends, that makes me think of, like, there probably are a lot of people out there who bond with their friends over trying to, we're being single, a single group of friends, mm-hmm, where everybody's single and trying to go out and get laid or get partners or whatever.
Okay.
And so if you're married, obviously you can't do that. And if your friendship has no other basis, maybe you don't continue to be friends. That's just a theory.
Okay. So I had a situation where I was trying to find friends. And I don't think this happens to a lot of people. Maybe I'm wrong, but I got out of prison after 8.5 years,
yeah,
and I certainly didn't want to hang out with a bunch of ex-cons I knew from prison, okay? And if, you know, I'll tell you stories about having why I went to prison later, but this is the truth. And I wanted, yes, I wanted to have friends in order to be able to go out so that the possibility of finding female companionship existed.
Going for,
yes,
the wingman.
No doubt. But I couldn't find a friend either. It's not even that easy to find a friend, because I need people of a certain level, intellectual level, with whom to speak and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not the easiest thing in the world to do to find a friend. So if I could have been speed friending, I would have done that too.
Right.
And I think that speed dating is a way to expose yourself. Yep, check her off the list. Nope, nope, nope. I mean, it's a way to say nope quickly. And that's what you need to be able to say.
Well, okay,
sure.
Number four, you'll lose space. We hear a lot about men retreating to their man caves, but why do they retreat? Because they had lost the battle for the rest of the house. The Art of Manliness, boy, that sounds like a terrible book, our blog, mourns the decline of male space.
I think that there is, Brian, I mean, some women have this penchant for flowers, right? And it's going to be everywhere.
Seriously, don't most, I mean, how many guys care what's on their walls?
I don't think they do, but every once in a while you'll focus in and be like, what happened to me? Where am I? I'm in this pink room with these flowers. I need a little something to myself. I think that for those people,
it's not healthy to have sawdust blowing around in your living room.
Agreed. So different men have different things for a man cave, and sometimes the man cave is the workshop, and sometimes it's a place where he can bring his buddies to watch football and drink beer. And it's just a decorative technique.
Left.
He's not allowed to have beer. She's ruled no beer. It's just a decorative technique, and it's a way for designers to sell other types of furniture. That's all. That's what the man cave is.
I kind of agree. I think this idea of the man cave is literally a marketing tool, and that's it.
It seems to be, I mean, I don't know, everybody's experience is different, but it seems to be kind of a common thing, or at least like a stereotype, that there's a house and, like, you know, the husband has one area, that's the man cave, and the wife doesn't go in there, but the rest of the house belongs to her. And why is that? Like, why are people not...
Because we sell square footage.
Right, but why not, like, okay, it doesn't make sense why, if you're in a partnership with someone, that, like, you'd make those decisions about how to organize the home so that everybody's comfortable. You know what I mean? Like,
I think the idea is
to share the space.
It's a retreat
or have
something.
Your own space. Yeah, like, maybe people need their own space, yeah. But...
Stephanie and I, we have a studio in the house, mm-hmm, and that's both of our retreat. So...
It's the Bat Cave.
Yeah, we get away together.
855-450-FREE for the red phone. 855-450-FREE.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's been marriage and relationships here.
Cougars on the prowl. That's what we were talking about during the break.
It could happen. Cougars on the prowl. 855-450-FREE.
Oh, you cubs, watch out.
Is that what the younger ones are called?
Yeah, cubs? It's a cougar and a cub.
A cub.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
For anybody who is not familiar with those terms, a cougar is a older woman, whatever that means, and a cub is a young man. A cougar is an older woman that's looking for younger men.
Yep.
And the young man is a cub.
I feel like, do you think that the term cougar is somewhat pejorative?
Yep.
I feel like it is, too, and often misplaced. If it's the term for an older woman who's looking for younger men, fine. I'm okay with that. But if it's just a term we're going to use for every older woman who's in a relationship with every younger man, that's not fair. Because there's also the term MILF, too, which I cannot define, but it's a mom I'd like to be friendly with. That's also, if there's an attractive woman, it could be very well that the younger man was the instigator, not the older woman. A cougar hunts, I'm talking about the animal at this point,
right?
And brings down prey, whereas...
that's the implication that they're preying on the younger man, right?
Well, they could be, in that they were the instigator of the relationship, and I think, fine, awesome, it's an empowering statement, great. I don't care who starts a relationship, I think generally it's left to the man, but as a woman gets older, perhaps she says to herself, you know what? I don't need to live this way. I can go after the men I want. And that's fine by me, too. I just think it's, it can be inaccurately laid. Nonetheless, speaking of...
inaccurately laid?
Yeah, what's getting laid now?
Sorry, my brain was moving forward to the live read here from forcefieldenergy.com. And I have not one single segue to move from cougars to force field energy. You can think about it, Brian, while I'm reading here.
Look, I mean, when you need the lights on.
I have no idea. Forcefieldenergy.com is a company I've been talking about for a few weeks here. I think they're really poised to make a lot of money. You're going to need to do your own research because the fact is, investments have risk. I've done my research. I'm confident that Force Field Energy is going to make some money. I'm happy that I'm locked in for 6 months and on their, that's what their private placement's about. And because their leadership in the company makes me feel comfortable. David Natin, who's the CEO, has run two publicly traded companies. Richard St. Julian, the chairman, has a great deal of experience in the business industry. These guys have strong financial expertise. They've done this before. They can raise the capital. I think most importantly, the company has very, very little debt compared to their market cap. It's just very, very little debt. The management owns 25% of the stock, and they're locked in until December 2014. So they're in the boat with you. They can't sell their stock before you because they hear about something. They're stuck, and that makes me really comfortable in owning the stock.
It's almost as if they're married to it.
It's almost as if they're married to it, indeed. Thank you for the segue. Forcefieldenergy.com. If anybody can buy FNRG on the open market. But if you want to get on the private placement, you need to go to forcefieldenergy.com. You need to understand this private placement is temporary. It's not going to be offered forever. You're going to get the stock, which is currently at about $5.20 for $4 a share. That's a big savings. And you've got to hold it for 6 months. Forcefieldenergy.com. The stock is at $5.15 at this moment. Forcefieldenergy.com.
And cougars, if you can find a cub that invested in forcefieldenergy.com.
Or better yet, invest your own money.
Yeah.
Who needs them?
Exactly.
Okay.
What's the number here?
Let's see. We're up to number 5.
Okay.
And it's you could lose your kids and your money.
Why isn't that number 1? I mean, that was the first one that I thought of, that just how the divorce system is skewed against men.
Sure.
And the article automatically.
Right. And it goes on. And they may not even be your kids. Go ahead.
Well, that's the truth. It's very rare that that men are forced to pay for genetically, for children that are genetically not theirs. It certainly can happen. Probably happens more times than is reported in the news. Certainly happens more times than reported in the news. But I mean, it's a tough situation for people to be put into.
Sure. The article goes, lots of men I spoke with were keenly aware of the dangers of divorce and worried that if they were married and it went sour, the woman might take everything, including the kids. Other men were concerned that they might wind up paying child support for kids who aren't even theirs, a real possibility in many states.
Oh, yeah.
On my blog, I polled over 3,200 men to ask how they would react to finding out that a child wasn't theirs after all. 32% said they would feel anger and fury at the mother. Anyway, it goes on and on. But the point is absolutely true, and I know people that this has happened to.
No, I can't imagine there's too many people that don't know somebody that this has happened to. And it has lashback, too. This causes, like, if... So one partner generally decides the relationship's over before the other partner. If that partner is the male, that male is best served in cleaning out checking counts and all kinds of things. And so it
How are you going to do that without the partner noticing, though?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how people do it. I've never been in the situation of trying to clean out checkbooks or anything like that. But, I mean, this is what this, you know, making it so that the justice system doesn't seem equitable means that you can't trust the justice system to, you know, impartially parse out the money. So therefore, you're stuck on your own. And people have a very difficult time being fair when it comes to their own personal self-interest. So they tend to not be fair in parsing out money and things like that.
Well, I think this is a great case against the justice system as a whole, really.
Sure.
I mean, just how ridiculous it is. And, you know, I'll be conventional for about a minute, and I'll say that in conventional terms, it's an incredibly, especially like the article mentions, they may not even be the husband's kids. He may have came in and took them on.
Yeah.
In conventional terms, again, what an honorable thing for a guy to do, you know, in conventional terms.
Yeah.
And to then somehow have that ripped away when he took something on completely voluntarily. There was no accident. There's no question about it that he took on these kids under the auspices of, you know, okay, I love you, I love your children, and this wasn't a screw-up. I'm choosing this completely.
Right.
It's a huge disincentive to do basically what is best for the kids, which is give them, like, a loving dad, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that actually chose to be with them, which is an incredible thing. Okay, so now I'm done being conventional.
It seems to me that, you know, if a father comes into a ready-made family, I mean, that he should, yeah, I mean, obviously, what the reality is that he's going to have to support that family or whatever. When he decides to leave, I don't think he has any particular obligation to non-genetic children. I think that some people will want to continue to have visitation and
sure.
therefore should continue to have some kind of financial role in the child's life. But if it's not genetically theirs, then I don't know that there's any obligation. However, I can see why when a kid's very, very young and they grow up and this is their daddy, I can see why courts have made the decision that non-genetic fathers have to...
And just real quick, number six is you'll lose in court as a man. You will lose in court.
Yeah, that's almost
that's
always the case.
That's not hard to believe.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Is it true? Men always lose in court? 855-450-FREE.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever it is you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. You know, we've been talking about marriage here for, it's going on 2 hours, and it's really been keeping the conversation going. If you want to comment on that, you can give us a Skype call, too. Our Skype handle is lrn.fm, and you just have to send us a friend request ahead of time. We'll approve it, even during the show, and take your call at that point. That's lrn.fm on Skype or 855-450-FREE. Wanted to mention that a friend of the show, his name's Tony Stiles, his first syndicated show premieres tonight on the Next News Network at nextnewsnetwork.com. It's at 11 p.m. Eastern. So there you go. Let's go to Connie. Listening, I think, in Alaska. Connie, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Just what you guys are talking about, marriage and property and how it relates to liberty and freedom.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, Connie.
Apparently a friend of Stephanie's and Brian's.
I actually met all three of you at Porkfest, but Stephanie and I had known each other longer because I'd called into pork therapy before to pretty much discuss similar topics as tonight.
So lay it on me.
So, I am actually getting unmarried from my husband now, but next week we will be just life partners next week for a number of reasons. And
hold on, what?
We are getting
you're getting a divorce from the person with whom you intend to spend your life? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
This has to be an unusual circumstance. Can you explain that to me?
Well, there's lots of backstory and reasons for it, but we'd actually been talking about it for a couple years because I have a background in finance, and so it makes sense for our income tax bracket.
I see. Yep. A lot of people get divorced for that very reason. And it's illegal. Go ahead.
If you need any proof that legal marriage is not about love, then the amount of people who get married or divorced for tax reasons, you know.
Right. But then last year we had a split and we almost got, you know, ended the relationship for real. And rebuilding, we realized that the piece of paper is not what's important. It's the us having the autonomy to leave or come as we see fit, and trusting the other person that they are here for the right reasons, then the reasons are all voluntary. And so the getting rid of the piece of paper is really symbolic for us, or symbolic for me as a female, that I'm no longer going to be treated as property. And I'm not saying that he does that, but the whole culture treats him like he owns me. It's very
How so?
It's very subtle, but...
It's going to have to be very subtle, because I certainly don't get it. So you hit me over the head with it.
Even the word wife means shame and property.
Wife means a female in a marriage relationship.
Well, the root of the word means shame and property.
All right.
So
thousand
if
years
I'm
ago.
Going to socialize with a person that has to be male, I'm going to, even though my partner is completely fine with this, other males are going to check in with him to make sure it is okay first.
I think that's true. You don't think it goes the other way too?
No, I don't. Considering he has lots of female friends, and we would consider ourselves polyamorous, and I have yet to have. Well, I had one who's known me for a long time check in, but anyone else he's talked to, no. As a matter of fact, I've had. He's told me that the females in his life have told him that they understand him being in an open relationship, and they don't understand how he can allow me to have the same.
Wow. That's pretty blatant.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, it's definitely there, like, the idea that I belong to him. And, you know, when things are
going... It's right there in the marriage vows, right? Love, honor, and obey.
Well,
right.
I mean, if you took it... I mean, I don't think that most people aren't taking those marriage vows anymore. My wife didn't. We had the standard old Anglican, the Anglican vows, but that particular thing was left out. I also told the preacher that he wasn't allowed to say the word Jesus. However, he did slip in son and Christ a couple of times. Go ahead. Connie.
I also said no religious mentions in our marriage vows, but
That's hard to do when you're in a church.
You know, Connie, what you said about coming and going freely in the relationship and sort of being there for the right reasons reminded me of Harry Brown. And, you know, he wrote about, he's a great libertarian writer. He wrote a lot about finance and other stuff that had to do with personal freedom. And among that was relationships. And, of course, he got divorced, I think. But he said that, like, basically to him, the ideal way to be in a relationship was so that each person has a bag packed by the door and they can leave whenever they want to. And I don't think he literally meant, like, have a suitcase by the door and be ready to walk out if your partner does something you don't like. But just basically that you're free. You are free to leave, genuinely, if you don't like what's going on. And so that way, you're sure that the reasons that you're staying are because you love them and because you're being treated well.
Right. And doing the dissolution paperwork now, while we are committed to each other, is going to ensure that we are both going to be equitable should there ever be a break later. And that's
I think that's important.
Because I see exactly what you guys were talking about earlier, where, you know, you use the court system to beat each other up, the kids suffer, everything goes to the lawyers, and, you know, having almost come to the point that we were going to separate for real and have that kind of animosity between us, and it's, you know, I would not want to feel like I was forcing him.
So was that animosity there when you were separating for real in the past? I mean, do you feel that now? And how have you managed to get around it?
Did I want to? I was scared because, you know, we'd had this major break and he was not in the house, and I have four kids and he's the main provider. So, yeah, I mean, everyone is telling me you've got to take him for everything. You've got to get your kids supported. And I'm scared and I have no idea what to do. And... So, like, the contacting the lawyer and figuring all that stuff out was just too much to do in that situation at the same time. So I could see how easily it would be, even with a person who wants all my interactions to be voluntary, to get stuck into a system where nobody's going to benefit but the lawyers.
Yeah, well, that's generally what happens, yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate your input on this one, Connie. Thanks so much.
Yeah, good luck with the unmarriage and the relationship.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, very congratulations.
855 450 free. So there's two more on this list of reasons why heterosexual men are not getting married?
There are two more. The last one was you'll lose in court, which we pretty well covered. Because it's like number five and six are pretty much the same. So, but number seven is you lose your freedom. At least if you're charged with child support that you can't pay, you can be put in jail. If you can't afford a lawyer, you don't have the right to have one appointed because, according to the Supreme Court, it's technically a civil matter. Never mind the jail time.
And how are you going to get pay for a lawyer or pay for your child support if you're in jail?
Yeah.
And if you lost everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they toss you in there for a little while to sort of let you stew, and it's like, okay, now you're going to pay? We're letting you out. Now you're going to pay? You know, that's the point. I mean, I have a friend of mine was in a similar circumstance. It was two children that were not genetically his. However, he had adopted them, and I think that he took responsibility for them at that point. But he wasn't paying child support because he was unhappy with his wife, and once again, it's just this whole mess of how the kids suffer. And I'm not saying they wouldn't suffer without the contract of marriage and the government being in it or anything like that, but they were tossing him in jail, and you know this guy wasn't going to pay for nothing. He was not having a job so that he didn't pay child support, from what I can tell. And
well, that certainly sounds like losing his freedom in more than one way. I mean, because not only is he in jail, but he's literally letting this whole situation dictate his life.
Yeah.
And his lifestyle.
Indeed. All right, the final one coming up here, Brian.
One more, number eight.
855 450 free, Free Talk Live. You know, is marriage just an antiquated notion? I mean, is the 21st century the century where marriage dies and withers? 855 450 free, Free Talk Live.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioterrorism. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Well, it's the final segment. We might be able to squeeze you in here if you give us a call at 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
I just wanted to give you a quick reminder, when you do your online shopping, say through Amazon or Newegg, do it through shop.freetalklive.com, because when you do that, it's really helpful to us. We get a little percentage of it. Excuse me, it takes you another click or so, and no big deal. It's shop.freetalklive.com. You get the same prices, the same service you normally get. Costs you nothing except for those clicks, as I mentioned. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's finish up this list here, Brian.
The final one, number
eight.
Yeah,
it's the final one of the eight reasons why heterosexual men are not getting married, from according to some female author at Huffington Post.
Correct.
I was going to mention that this is written by a woman.
Yeah, interestingly enough, not that that means...
Women can accept facts, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I was kind of curious if she was writing it from the perspective of, like, I'm upset that nobody wants to marry me. Basically, like, okay. I'm a straight woman, and this sucks that I can't find a man who wants to marry me.
Well, this last one might touch on that.
Okay, yeah.
Number eight is single life is better than ever. And I don't think this goes true for men and women.
Yeah.
The single life is, or, you know, just life in general is better than ever. There's so many things to do when you don't have to, as this article would assume, give up your time to someone else, you know.
You know, I've got to say, there's some benefits to married life from the standpoint that you're, like, working together to build something, a future. I mean, yeah. And that feels good when you've
sharing expenses too.
Yeah, and that's the other thing is that two can live more cost effectively than one.
Yep.
And I think you really can offset that with roommates, though, to some extent.
Yep.
Not perfectly, but you're not building a future with your roommate. I've had lots of roommates, great roommates, and I mean, you know, one visited the studio here a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, I'm not building a future with him. I was just, you know, cohabitating, and generally things went well and all that stuff, but it's not the same. Roommates are by no means the same as marriage partners.
Mm. Sure.
Well, you know, like, Brian, you were saying, it's amazing what you can do when you're not giving up your time to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, like, why are people in relationships where they feel like they're sacrificing their time to somebody else? Like,
I agree with that completely.
Be with somebody.
This article is assuming that that's what you're doing. But
right.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, that just sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy doing things with my partner, you know, and that's part of the reason they're my partners, because we enjoy doing similar things, at least I...
Which is me, for people who don't know.
Right.
I don't understand this. I know that people who have lots of different interests do very well together, and it's none of my business, and I'm not passing judgment on their relationship other than I don't understand.
The sex could be that good.
Maybe it is.
Or they don't believe they can find a partner who has all their interests.
I'm not even going to go out on a limb. I have no idea what their lives are like or about. But for me, I want my wife there when I'm doing things. I want her involved in those situations, and that's what makes me happiest. So,
cheers.
Yeah, no doubt that I want. You know, why in the world would I want that other situation? She's not holding me back from doing the things that I want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, there are things that I do that she doesn't have she thinks my time could be better spent at or something like that. But all in all, yeah, we generally agree. And I think that, she does some things that I'm just not that interested in going and doing, too. She used to play racquetball against all kinds of people out there, and I just wasn't into it that much. But, you know, whatever. So I just don't understand that relationship, but that doesn't make a difference. I don't understand lots of things in this world.
Well, let's see what the article says more about single life being better than ever. While the value of marriage to men has declined, the quality of single life has improved. Single men were once looked on with suspicion, passed over for promotion for important jobs, which usually valued stable family men, and often subjected to social opprobrium.
Opprobrium?
Opprobrium? Yeah, wow, that's a word I actually never encountered before.
I couldn't define
it's
it off
like
the top of my head.
Reproach or condemnation, yeah.
All right, it was hard to have a love life that wasn't aimed at marriage, and premarital sex was risky and frowned upon. Now, no one looks askance at the single lifestyle. Dating is easy, and employers probably prefer employees with no conflicting family responsibilities.
I've had this happen to me a couple of times where I've had employers basically say, I'm not interested in you because you're not single. And this wasn't even when I was in married. This
is
was
that
in,
legal?
In a relationship. I don't care whether it's legal or not. It doesn't concern me.
Yeah, me neither. But like you always hear about that with women. Like they're not allowed to ask if they're married or if they're planning on having kids, right? Because it's against the law.
I'm not sensitive in that area. I'm not going to... If you don't want me for some reason, I don't want to be in the relationship with you. And by relationship, I believe employment is a relationship. There's no way I'm going to pass somebody over.
Yeah, if and you, they're knows, probably doing you a favor by just...
They are doing me a favor.
But still, I'm surprised to hear that it may be a double standard. That's what I'm saying. Like,
These were both traveling salesman jobs, and basically he was saying, look, mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to maintain a relationship like this. I'm looking for single people.
I see.
He said, I'm looking for single men. And I understand why in the industry he was in, why he was looking for single men. And, they were traveling, and I get it. I get all that. But, that's what happened. I think that it's – I don't know too many times in modern life where an employer says, I want a married man. And I know why they wanted it in the past, because they'd work harder and that kind of thing was the idea.
They won't leave
or
the
they,
job.
Yeah, they have to support their family, so they can't afford to lose their job, right?
But – yeah, now, most employers I hear that their credo is your personal life, gets dropped at the door.
As it should. That's what the credo should be. I think that if it wasn't illegal for them to have, as Stephanie was pointing out, opinions about your personal life, that they probably would have more of them. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. I would agree with you. Anyway, it goes on. Plus, video games, cable TV, and the internet provide entertainment that didn't used to be available. Is this good for society? Probably not, as falling birth rates and increasing single motherhood demonstrate. But people respond to incentives. If you want more men to marry, it needs to be a more attractive proposition.
How do you think that... probably the people that would be listening to this that would be most interested in increasing men's desire to get married wouldn't be social planners, because social planners traditionally don't like Free Talk Live. So how do you think women can make marriage more attractive to single men?
How do I don't think they should do anything. If the guy doesn't want to be with the woman, then just don't get together. I think marriage is the problem. It's not how to make marriage more attractive. Marriage in and of itself is, I feel, conventionally,
what's the problem? Having children?
Compromise.
What
this is all about, is that like there's this like the guys get the short end of the stick, supposedly.
Okay.
And in real cases they do as well. And that if you're constantly pulling on sticks at each other, you know, there's your problem. And I think the conventional ideas of marriage are a give and take when there's no need for give and take. It should just be give and give, you know, win-win.
Well, one thing that keeps coming up in these conversations, at least from my end, is the money. And,
sure.
You know, I mean, I think that marriage ultimately, you know, it initially was, it's not about anybody owning anybody or anything like that. It was about how to live most efficiently in the happiest way. And, you know, statistics say married men live longer, too.
I'd venture that 75%, total ballpark guess on my part, of people that get married, of heterosexual couples in this country, in the United States, they have the attitude that the woman is supposed to be subordinate.
Well, I don't know.
I think that's pretty ingrained in culture, yeah.
I don't know. That's not...
And I think there's guys that are okay with that. Like, they even say...
Well,
like,
the
hey.
First complaint in this article was, oh, you don't have any power anymore, right? So...
Well, that's the thing. It's like, okay, so I've talked to some people that have happy marriages. And Mark, you're not part of this.
Okay.
It's other people. And they come right out and say, look, if my wife chooses to be, you know, if she chooses for me to dominate her and she chooses to effectually be my slave, I mean, that's not the exact words they're using, but that's definitely what they were getting at. If she chooses to be subordinate to me, then that's her choice. And, okay, I agree, people can choose whatever. But, you know, where's if that's what it takes for men to want to be married is for women to act meek and mild, I mean, then forget marriage.
I have a little something. Yeah, I feel those similar sort of thought processes when I hear these things. It's like, really, you can't get in a relationship where you're, you know, in a relationship of equals?
Yeah.
Now, we do delegate responsibilities at my house, and most of the household responsibilities are delegated to my wife, so it looks like she's giving me a list of orders to do on Saturday morning. But I don't have to do them if I don't want to. I can just bear the wrath.
Well, I think what we can all do is make ourselves some more attractive partners by being financially independent and working on our psychological health and physical health.
Hear, hear. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.